Episode 50. I've been sitting on this one for a while, waiting for the opportune time to return it to the airwaves. That time has arrived. Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness presents a dumb birthday game from August 10th, 1992. I will title this, A Gem of Foolish Hilarity. Every time I listen to this, I laugh just as hard. If ever there was an example of Norm's motto, leave this world a little sillier than you found it, it's this one. Our esteemed panel is as follows. Paul, the schoolteacher from Malden. Little Mike from Chelmsford, 13 years old and only 5 inches tall. Dominic from Rhode Island. He can't help it. He has to live someplace. Chris from Pennsylvania, who is expecting twins. I'm producing and in studio. Russ Gannon in traffic. Featured birthdays. Jimmy Dean, Eddie Fisher, whom Norm describes as one of the worst vocalists in the business, next to Madonna. And I might add that the fish jokes hook you in here. Patty Austin, Rosanna Arquette, Rhonda Fleming, and Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull. And then some dates in history to round out the game. What year was Herbert Clark Hoover born? And Leo Daft opened America's first commercially operated electric streetcar in Baltimore. The whole crew really goes off the rails, especially Norm. Other highlights include a commercial with Dave Maynard for a cruise night, which was sponsored by Caitlin Travel and Wanderlust Travel Club, and we get a promo for WBZ's Monday Night Quarterback with Scott Wally. The birthday gate scandal reignites like a trick candle. However, due to such high standards at Westinghouse, it's not possible to cheat. Well, unless you're... I'm not going to give that away now. This is one of the dumb birthday game excuses that drove Norm crazy. How am I supposed to know that? That was before my time. Tiny Mike seems to have written a whole stand-up routine. Norm has been delinquent in sending out prizes. The stack of winners is just about as tall as Mike. We are treated to guest appearances by Jack Benny, Lionel Barrymore, Jimmy Stewart, and Arthur Godfrey. We contemplate a philosophical statement so deep that we have to embroider it on our doilies. And Norm has an epiphany that if management fired him, he'd have no defense. Even the union would abandon him after this show. So get ready as Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness brings a whole new dimension to broadcasting. Again.
10:30. WBC News Radio 10:30 brings you the dumb birthday game. And let me introduce to you, I'm trying to talk like Gary Lapierre because he talks so fast, so clear. Here are the people who are playing the dumb birthday game, including our old friend Paul from Malden, who is now setting all kinds of records, I think, for playing the dumb birthday game.
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Paul.
Oh, if the world only had a Norm Nathan twin, we'd have double the pleasure.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Double the fun.
That's right.
Thank you just so darn much.
Gee, maybe we do have a twin here.
And incidentally, the MWRA is looking for a place to put their sludge.
Yes.
Don't you have some available space at the Tacky Gift Shop?
We do at the WBZ Tacky Gift and Bookshop.
Right, you could rent a corner there and then recall the, rename it the Tacky Gift Sludge Shop.
I tell you, if they could make a buck out of it, Westinghouse would go into negotiations in a minute. Oh, my goodness, I don't think I should have said that. Okay, no. Here's Mike, who is in Chelmsford, who's going to play the game with us. Hi, good morning, Mike.
Hey, it's the 5-inch guy with a really big personality.
That's right. You're the little guy I'm holding in the palm of my hand.
Yep.
Just a tiny, 5 inches tall, as you point out.
I was supposed to be on yesterday, but...
Did you fall asleep?
Yep, I fell asleep in my tissue box.
we got this midget comic here. You don't even do stand-up comedy. If you stood up, nobody could see you anyway. You're so tiny. Anyway, let's...
Height disadvantage, Norm.
Oh, that's right. He's high disadvantaged. That's the way to put it. That's right. Or vertically disadvantaged.
Vertically challenged.
Vertically challenged. Dominic is in Rhode Island.
Hi,
Norman.
And he can't help that. You got to live someplace, I suppose. Hi, Dominic. It's good to have
Norman,
you with us.
That's a great promo you have for your dumb birthday game. I love it.
Oh, thank you very much. That's Linda's League. A woman named Linda Chase was the one who recorded that especially for this program to be broadcast at a later date.
Thank God that that's one of the few jingles that still can be on the air.
Well, we don't know whether it can be. We just we keep playing it. We keep waiting for the memos. Anyway, we have Chris from Pennsylvania, the soon-to-be mother of twins. Did you catch all this twin talk?
Yes, I did, and I appreciate all the calls. Fantastic.
Was it helpful to you at all?
Yes, absolutely, because now I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah, no, well, you're certainly not the only one. You knew that before, you
I
silly pook.
So.
Okay, for people who are just tuning in, Chris has a 21-month-old child and has just been diagnosed as being the soon-to-be mother of twins.
Diagnosed? You make that sound like a disease.
I know it. I was trying to think of another word. Through ultrasound, it's found that she's now carrying twins, which will the birth date is somewhere at the end of November.
Day after Thanksgiving.
The day. You think it's going to be right on the button, do you?
Let's see here. I hope so, because I am eating my Thanksgiving dinner.
Right now?
No.
Oh, I see. You're going to finish it, and then you're going to have the twins.
Absolutely.
I like a woman who's determined, and I hope your husband appreciates you.
Of course he does.
Okay. And Tony, of course, Tony Nesbitt, our producer, will be playing the game with us as always.
And, you know, the show's been very good tonight, but due to the twin talk, the show has been twice as good.
Oh, my goodness. How about Russ Gannon, who is, of course, the WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network reporter who is with us and who will be playing the game as well today. Russ, hello again.
It's been a while. I feel a bit rusty. It's been a long time since I've done the game.
Talk to the MWRA about that.
Rusty Gannon.
No, nobody calls me.
Okay.
Is that you, Tony?
Is that you, Russ?
Norm, I just wanted to let you know that plans are in the works sometime in the next year or so to have an all-game show television network.
Oh, good. We were speculating on that. You have found out that that'll be on cable, I assume.
Yes.
Get your tuxedo ready now.
Yeah. Actually, I thought that get your tuxedo ready. Did somebody really
say
that?
Well, for the televised version of the Dumb Birthday Game.
Oh, that's right, too. This will be part of it. I never thought of that. Yeah, that's... Except we don't ask people to call in. Well, they don't call in. Yeah, we don't call in Jeopardy. What am I saying? Okay. Is that? I think actually there was somebody really talking about that kind of a channel.
No, seriously.
Yeah, he's serious.
Oh, you are serious about that.
Right. Currently, as I was explaining to Tony earlier, the USA Network carries about 5 hours of game show programming every afternoon, including reruns of The Joker's Wild and the Hollywood Squares and shows such as that. Someone is trying to put together a network of all old game shows, meaning from the 60s, 70s, maybe some from the 50s, but I've heard mostly from the 70s, some of them when they were in their prime.
You think they'll throw in a few new ones, too?
Yeah.
That would be kind of fun. I kind of like that.
Because there is, starting next month, is the Sci-Fi Channel, and on my birthday, the Cartoon Network begins on October 1st. Ted Turner's Cartoon Network.
No kidding. That's about his fifth or sixth station or network, isn't it? Because he's got TNT, he's got
TBS,
CNN. He's got, of course, the CNN, the two stations there. And what does that enter? Those four, anyway.
Plus, well, since he owns all the rights to the cartoons, he's just putting together an entire Cartoon Network.
Son of a gun, life is becoming richer by the day.
We shouldn't have to call him a Looney Tune, though, should we?
Yes, we do. We have to call him that, and that's not funny, Paul, so just stop it. Okay, let me give you the first birthday.
Let's go.
Okay, today is August 10th. It's hardly any time away from Russ Gannon's birthday, which is October 1st.
Mine's September 3rd.
Well, that's even closer. Mm. Okay. Jimmy Dean, the sausage guy and the Westerner and stuff, Jimmy Dean, one time, let's see, Big Bad Leroy Brown. No, that wasn't
Big
him.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John was him. That's right. That was Jimmy Dean. How old is Jimmy Dean today, Mr. Paul?
I don't know. I think he's in his 60s. I'll say 61.
Yep. Okay. And let me lean over here and talk to this little 5-inch guy. Mike, can you hear me down there?
Yeah.
Okay. How old? Can I talk a little louder so you can hear me down there? How old is Jimmy Dean today?
I'll go with 61 too, since Paul's such a smart guy.
Thank you.
Oh, I see. That was
thank you, little Tom Thumb.
Yeah, that's really adorable. Mike says 61 for those of you who don't understand conversations by a little 5-inch guy.
Technology's amazing. The microphone he's wearing is...
Yeah, it's tiny. It's yeah. even tinier than
it's
he is.
It's the size of my head.
It's a what?
It's the size of my head, the microphone.
Oh, the sizable head.
The size of his head.
Oh, the size of your head, I see.
How about some new earphones?
How old is Mike?
Mike.
I'm 13.
He's 13 years
okay.
old,
you're
yeah.
still in junior high, then?
Yeah, oh. I wish I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, Paul is a junior high school teacher.
One right by me and almost bucked me over. I can't reach my combination on my locker, and I can't even reach the doorknob on the thing. And when I have to go to the bathroom, I can't reach the toilet.
Oh, and somebody goodness. Has to help you up that first step on the school bus, I imagine. Must be a killer.
Yeah, my friends have to carry me to school in their bags.
I see. I see. Okay. Save some of it for later, because the game gets duller as we go along, and we could use a little bit of pumping up. Dominic, how old do you think Jimmy Dean is today?
59.
Okay. Well, that's only 20 years away from 39. Okay. Chris, what do you say?
How about 67?
67.
Sure.
Okay, you want to... there must be some funny way to say that, like, say it's twice. But never mind, that wasn't terribly funny.
You know what the mirror image of that is?
76.
That's the spirit.
I see. Okay, Tony, what do you say? How old is Jimmy Dean on this very day?
Oh, he's a linky...
Get that
65.
He gained weight 65. Quite a while ago and was quite a porker.
Quite a porker, yes. Big fat guy. Big fat Jimmy Dean. Russ Gannon, what do you say?
I'll go with 62.
62. Before I announce the winner of this,
yes.
I want to mention the fact that I have been very delinquent at sending out some of the tacky, rotten prizes.
We've noticed.
And I saw them behind. I got a stack of winners. But can you see? Can you? They're about as tall as Mike, the little guy. It's about 5 inches thick of things. But I'm going to start sending out the prizes today. And so, and during this week, so you'll all get them before the week is out, probably.
Did you get my card?
I did get your card, and I threw it away immediately. No, I did get your card, and I will respond.
That's all right.
Just as soon as my secretary comes back from vacation. Okay.
Did you enjoy the little treat inside of it?
The little treat was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me tell you who won this one. Now, Jimmy Dean.
I don't mean Mike now.
No, that wasn't Mike. Was not in there. No, it wasn't Mike.
How old is Jimmy Dean?
Shut up, all of you! Will you all shut up, including you, Mike? If there's anything I can't stand, it's a 5-year-old pushy little midget.
Put a cup over him. Put a Dixie cup over him.
That's right. Okay, Jimmy Dean is actually 64 years old, which means that Tony, who said 65. Is the closest.
Thank you.
Many of you were very close beyond that. I mean, Chris said 67, which wasn't that far off.
But Tony's
Russ
the one
said
that has
62.
A book, so.
What's that, please? No.
Tony's the only one that has a book.
Oh, you really turn bitter, don't you?
The first one.
I'm just trying to dish out what I used to get.
Oh, well, we know you cheat, but you mustn't accuse Tony of that. Do you understand the kind of standards that George Westinghouse employs before it hires anybody? You cannot cheat and work for a Westinghouse broadcasting station unless you're management.
Yeah, I was just going to say it. I'm
what's
glad
Mal doing that?
Let me say it.
I'm glad you did.
Because I got less to risk than you have, so be careful. Okay, here's Eddie Fisher, probably one of the worst vocalists in the business next to Madonna. He has a birthday today also. No, he really does. Here's a guy... You want to kind of hit him on the back when he's singing. Now, pick it up, and try to sing on tune at least two or three notes in a row. I'm sorry. I'm giving a whole commentary.
There's been people like this all the time, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
people
Eddie,
who just can't,
Eddie Fisher
can't
actually,
sing, but yet they...
They got to be stars. Yeah. Well, he was kind of cute and boyish, I guess. And he married Debbie Reynolds for a couple of minutes and that kind of stuff. But I just never could stand the way he could sing, but he got to be a superstar. Okay, we'll start with you, Russ Gannon. Eddie Fisher, how old is he today?
Well, I'm kind of surprised Tony got that last one, actually, because the ages weren't listed in today's Herald, which is... So maybe that's the only one he'll get, hopefully. Give us a chance. Right, Tony?
Oh, yeah.
What,
have
you been looking? Well, is it in this morning's Herald, and are you looking at that listing?
No, I couldn't find it.
Well, that's good.
But
that's
he was
good.
Looking. Listen to him.
Oh, I sure was. Okay, I just wanted to bone up on my birthdays.
Okay.
I don't know. Eddie Fisher, 59.
59. Okay. And Tony, what do you say?
64.
64. And what do you say, Chris?
62.
Is that a question?
No.
No, I see. Okay,
that
62.
Was quite firm, Norm.
What's that, please?
That was quite firm, Norm.
Well, say that again. Will you say that again, Chris?
I said it was quite firm.
Oh, thank you.
She's so adorable. Isn't she cute? She is so adorable. Boy, if those twins look just like you, Chris, they'll be just so darn adorable. Is your husband adorable, too?
No. Yeah.
Sort of?
Sort of.
But not as adorable as you?
No.
Oh. Well, I hope they look like you, then. Maybe one could look a little like him, but not too much.
My daughter looks like him already.
That's too bad.
Oh, the ugly one? You mean the ugly little kid in your house?
Oh, no. She's
the dog? Is that what he said?
No, daughter.
Daughter. Oh, okay.
Daughter. Well, you would say daughter. Daughter?
We say daughter. 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 Like D-O-O-T-T-A, daughter. Dominic, how old do you think Eddie Fisher is today?
65.
Okay. And Mike... Little, I'm sorry.
Take the cup off of
Mike. Can you hear me? Can you hear me down there, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
How old is Eddie Fisher? How old?
Will you stop it? 62.
How much?
62.
62. Okay. And Paul?
Just think, if Eddie Fisher was royalty, he'd be the Fisher King.
Son of a gun, he would be. Next time I get a call on you first, so you don't have that much time to think.
He's 65.
He's 65.
That joke, you know, really, really smelt.
Is it all right to have him? I got my order.
That joke really smelt?
Okay. It did, by cod.
Well, if you had a price tag, you'd be Fisher Price.
That's true. That's very good. That's right. Yes, yes.
I'm trying to make up some puns.
Hey, little kid.
Shut up down there.
Tony Nesbitt, it hit it right on the button. He's 64. Exactly the same age as Jimmy Dean.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Perfect. Eddie Fish and Jimmy Dean, both 64 years old. They both
eat a couple of country sausages.
That's right. They both eat country sausages and sing off key. There must be something about this being worn under the same sign.
A couple of missing links.
Huh? Missing links is very good, Paul. Very good. Patty Austin also was born on August 10th, the singer Patty Austin. I see. It didn't seem to bring out any shrieks of recognition. Ooh. So we're going to start with Chris out there in Pennsylvania. How old do you think Patty Austin is today, Chris?
Patty Austin.
She sang Baby Come to Me with James Ingram.
Yeah, on General Hospital.
General
Hospital. Was she on General Hospital?
Well, she sang the theme there. They had Luke and Laura's theme there for a while.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Does that help you at all, Chris?
Oh, let's try. Oh, boy. 37. I have no idea.
Okay. We'll find out when we get to the answer whether or not you have no idea or whether you hit it right on the button.
What do you think, Tony? Is she close? I mean, you know this.
Well, we're going to wait for Tony because I'm
not sure.
Yeah, let's put him on last.
I'm going to put on Mike, little Mike in Chelmsford next, the little Mike. What do you think? Do you know Patty Austin, Mike?
No.
Okay, well, your guess is as good as the next little guy's.
What did Chris say?
Chris said 37.
Okay, I'll say 39.
Well.
Can you try to upstage me or something?
Look, little guy, why, you know, are you laughing in a little guy way like that? 39, I'll mark down 39 years old. 39.
That sounded a little bit like Lionel Barrymore.
No, Lionel Barrymore's no. Lionel Barrymore would sound more like, "Get out of my office and don't you come back again. You come here sniveling on your knees." I'm sorry. Just knocked Mike over with my voice. Just the wind from that imitation. Just
does Russ have his Jimmy Stewart ready?
Actually, I've been working on a different.
Jimmy Stewart? Which one are you working on?
Well, you know my friend Harvey, don't you? You remember Harvey?
The Invisible Rabbit, yes.
I thought we'd just...
The 6-foot pooka.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah,
you're
right
comfortable there, Harvey? Yeah, he'll have the usual, yeah.
I think he's trying to call the funny farm.
Yeah, no, that's really very good, except I don't know how to respond to that. And certainly not as Lionel Barrymore, because I don't recall he even was aware there was a Harvey.
No, and Harvey didn't speak, so I guess it's a perfect...
That's right. So you picked a solo part. You knew I wouldn't interfere. You want to be the star. The heck with Nathan, you say.
Well, we'll keep it seasonal, that's all.
Okay.
Oh, is it rabbit season?
That's right.
Yes. It's rabbit season.
Yeah. Hey, how old do you think... Russ, how about you next? How old do you think Patty Austin is?
I'll say 38.
38. Okay. And Tony?
Yeah, make it good, Tony. Make it look good.
That was his. That
I'm
was
very bitter.
I think I know this one. I'm not sure though. Did that make any sense?
No, none at all.
Okay.
It's a slimy way of trying to say. I know this one.
I've got the answer.
Yeah. I think I do. 33.
Okay.
Awesome. That's kind of young, huh?
Okay, Dominic. What do you think?
Well, that's you, Dr. Gillespie, huh? Wasn't that his name?
Shut up, I'm doing an imitation. I was a superior to Dr. Kildare, who was a butcher. Well, that was so rotten, I can't believe I did that. Anyway, how old are you?
Heard of him, Norman, but I'll take a guess at 42.
42, okay. And Paul?
I also think she's in her 40s. I'm going to say... 44.
Well, I must tell you, Paul, that you hit it right on the button, because that's exactly how old she is. And Dominic said 42. He was the second closest.
Yeah. I knew Tony was off when he said 33.
Yeah.
He's been around a while.
Okay, how about Rosanna Arquette? A very kind of a weird actress. She was in some strange movie. She's been in a few strange movies, that's true. I saw her in something the other day.
I can't remember the title.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
She was in that one, too, yeah.
What's the one with
a couple of horror movies, too.
What a clock.
She's Cliff Arquette's granddaughter, you know.
Is she really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Cliff Arquette was Weaver.
Charlie Weaver.
What? Charlie Weaver, that's right. He was on, what show was that?
Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
Oh, also, before that, he was on with Jerry Lester. Wasn't he part of that? Late night TVs. Don't give me that was before my... I hate people who say that. I mean, Martin Van Buren was before my time, but I'm aware of him.
I'd like George Gobel to block, please.
He's before my time. Rosanna Arquette. Paul, how old do you think Rosanna Arquette is?
I'm going to say, let me see.
She's before my time, I know.
I just threw that in for the heck. I'll say she's 35.
35. Okay, and Mike, what do you think? Oh, that went right through my head. That was cute the way he did that, wasn't it? All America singing and dancing to Mike's humming. What's that?
34.
Has Mike been the youngest dumb birthday player ever?
No, we had one who's about 6 weeks old at one time. No, he is. I believe he is the youngest, and he's the only munchkin we've ever had on the show.
Dominic.
Mommy know he's up?
No, he doesn't. No, he shimmied out the window, tying together a number of bed sheets. He's now calling from a nearby phone booth. Right in a crime-infested part of Chelmsford.
Who, me?
Yeah. A little kid, 5 inches tall, has just climbed up to the little platform there. And anyway,
he held a pencil and pushed the buttons with a pencil.
Mike, you devil.
Oh.
Dominic, what do you say? How old is Rosanna?
68, okay. Norman.
68?
Yep. You got to be kidding. I don't know the gal, but...
What's wrong with you?
That would make Charlie Weaver 109.
Well, he is 109. Could be. I mean, Charlie Weaver was around a lot of years ago. Chris, what do you think?
I'm going to say 43. Or 43.
43. 43.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Tony?
She's got her own charcoal coming out.
Uh-oh.
What?
Go ahead, Ron.
You can't see what, this one coming.
What is this? Arquette Briquettes. Is
yeah,
that
exactly.
What
you got to
say?
Yeah, charcoal Arquettes. Or something like that. She's 33. See, I was confusing.
She's 33.
With Tracy Austin there. What the hell was
Whitney
Houston.
Why would you do that? Did you just look up the names and you got them mixed up?
No, I read that earlier. I couldn't remember who was
33. He couldn't keep his finger on the line.
Now, this sounds like cheating to me. It really does.
This one does.
Yeah,
it
really, really does.
Yeah, it really stinks.
Oh, jeez, this really
but
sucks.
But at least I'm not hiding it.
Okay. Russ, what do you think?
33, Russ. Trust me.
All right, I'll go with 33.
Okay, well, you both win. It is 33. You're both a couple of cheats.
And what's I think the tally so far?
I would fight this, except I got to send out 8 million gifts, and if I don't have to send one out today, it'll make it easier. I don't mind.
Norm's now paying me to cheat.
Okay. In fact, I'm giving him the answers.
Does Tony have, three or four?
Tony has three. Russ and you, Paul, have one apiece. That's the way it stands
now.
You
should be happy, Russ, I guess.
It's a hollow victory, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Because he doesn't get anything, and he saves my having to send out gifts.
We're all done?
Plus,
I'd like to guess it, too.
Kind of a scandal here.
Okay.
Kind of a birthday game scandal.
Oh, yeah. We'll probably get called before some congressional committee.
Yeah, the USOC.
Too bad Joe McCarthy's not alive.
USOC. The Olympic Committee is going to want to know about this.
I don't know what you're saying, Russ, but I find
blah,
it disgusting.
Blah, blah,
okay.
Blah.
Rhonda Fleming. Remember, a lot of you would not know Rhonda Fleming.
A little before my time, Norm.
A lot before your time.
Wasn't she in Pale Face with Bob?
Way before
she
my
was.
Time.
Yeah, she was in, no, yeah. She was, she was in a number of, she was in a Bob Hope movie, and she was in a number of musicals and all kinds. She's kind of a mediocre actress, but she was quite successful in a number of movies. A few years back. And that's the wonderful introduction I've just given her, and I hope she appreciates it. Russ Gannon, what do you say? How old is Rhonda Fleming on this very day, August 10th?
Oh, you've already started with me once. Start with someone else.
Well, hey.
Hey.
Is there a mutiny?
This.
Is there a mutiny going on here?
I don't want this to become a war of words, Norm, but 70.
70. Okay. And Tony?
How's that?
There's some joke in there about congestion, but I really can't think of one.
Fleming congestion. Yeah.
Oh.
He was in a movie, an industrial movie more recently.
Yeah.
Called The Horrors of Postnasal Drip. I don't know why I said that. That doesn't make any sense.
Another thing I'm glad you said, and I didn't. She's, I don't know, 70, 77.
77.
That's the strip.
Mm.
I didn't say that.
I didn't
it's like Ghost of Wolfie.
Well, now you said that he's going to call me as soon as this game is over.
Nami!
Yeah. So how are you, Nami? Hey, Nami. Hey, Chris, the soon-to-be mother of twins. That must—that means two, doesn't it?
There's a horse running. Twin something.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Twin trifecta. Yeah,
that's right. And Chris, what do you say? How old is Rhonda Fleming today?
I'd say dear old Rhonda is
78.
Laugh it up, guys.
Why, 78? Laugh it up, guys. Okay.
Hey, I'm the token female here.
That's right, too. There should be more women on this thing.
Yeah.
Now, Alan's there.
Well,
what?
She's not playing the game, though.
Yeah, but she's there for moral support.
Well, she is. But...
Yeah, well, I'm the only child, but actually, no, you're all children, so.
And the
not
only
to
munchkin.
Midget munchkin, yeah. And any munchkins other small
are, yeah, munchkins are kind of interesting. You know, English is their fourth language. The other three languages are closely, clearly indecipherable. One language, I understand that you munchkins have one language which has only consonants and no vowels. And then again, only about four consonants.
Yeah, what does it sound like?
Yeah, shall I tell you what it sounds like?
Please.
Yeah. Here's in your language, Mike, in the munchkin language, when somebody says, hello, how are you, it sounds like this. It's kind of a romantic language in that sense.
Yeah, it's kind of a spit shield, though.
Yeah, that's right. No, people don't look at each other when they speak the language.
No, they don't.
They mercifully turn a little bit aside.
Actually confuse it with German, don't they? Munchkin and German.
Munchkin and German is similar, and the roots are
guttural,
similar.
Guttural, very, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is a guttural language. That's true.
Oh, you children, stop it.
Dominic, what do you think? How old is Rhonda Fleming?
Did Mike guess?
No, I haven't come to Rhonda. I haven't come to him. That was an aside.
Norman, your munchkin will feel at home because you send small gifts. So, you know.
That's right, too. Well, I said I'd send tacky gifts. I didn't say small. Some of them are very large, but they're tacky.
Norman, 67.
67. And little Mike, what do you say?
67.
Also 67, okay.
76. No, I mean.
Are you speaking? Is that you, Mike?
The munchkin's confused.
Oh, has the studio some suddenly inflicted by mosquitoes of whirling around? Are you saying 67?
No, I'm saying 76.
That's the
76. I see. Okay. And Paul.
Well, I think she's somewhere between Russ Gannon's age, the one he gave.
Oh.
I don't mean his age, her actual age, and what Tony said. I think she's about 72.
Around 72. Okay. Okay, here's the actual age of Rhonda Fleming. She is actually 69 years old, which would mean Dominic. Dominic,
who's...
Hey, Paul, shut up. When I'm giving the answers, this is a dramatic moment. Don't you understand drama? Don't you school teachers understand drama? For God's sakes, it's no wonder. We're turning out the kind of students.
Yeah, 7 hours a day.
They keep eliminating it from the budget, so you know, they drop the drama.
It's all in the timing, Norman.
Well, you know, in Munchkin, 76 is exactly that.
There's that language again.
I just slapped them out.
So who got that one?
Dominic said 67, and Rhonda Fleming, women, let's see if there's any.
Russ
wait a minute. No, Russ said 70. Dominic, I'm so sorry, but you're a loser, Dominic. I'm trying to break this to you as easily as I can.
Yeah, don't sugarcoat it, Norm.
No.
That's
right. I'm sorry. You weren't even that close now that I think of it. No, you were. You were just 2 years off, but Russ was only 1 year off, and so Russ has that.
That was just a guess. I really did not know.
No,
Rhonda Fleming's
age. That's kind of nice because I expected Tony would know the exact answer.
No,
He has to play dumb for one.
Rhonda Fleming's been 69 or in her 60s for an awful long time.
Probably about 10 years.
Yeah, that's right.
I think she's lied about it.
And then starting next year, she'll be in her 70s for about 10 years. And if the Lord is good to her, right after that, she'll be in her 80s for about 10 years. You know what I'm saying.
Thank you, Appa.
Thank you. My pleasure. You recognized who I am. And that was a good ad lib. Paul coming right back with that. You betcha. Okay. Does anybody know Ian Anderson?
No.
Yes.
Oh, from Jethro Tull.
Yeah,
from Jethro Tull, born in Blackpool, England on this very day, August 10th. Okay. We'll start with you, Mike, this time.
No.
Hey.
For a little guy, pretty defiant.
Little guys, I can put a curse on you. Yeah, they're like little dogs, you know, that yip loudly. You know, the smaller they are, the more arrogant they become.
Or something.
Yeah, that's right. Mike, now,
a swift kick in there. You know.
Yeah. Now, take a guess, Ian. I mean, Mike. How old is Ian Anderson today?
I don't even know who he is. How can I guess?
Oh, come on. The flute. The guy who plays the flute sings for Jethro Tull. You must know that.
Yeah.
Before his time.
Everything was before his time. Though.
That's true, yeah.
But Mike still listens to the Vienna Boys Choir, you understand?
Even Menudo was before his time.
Mike, what do you say? Mike?
Hello,
Mike.
I don't know. Go back to me.
No. Tell give us an age. Come on.
It was a band that was big in the early to mid 70s, so that gives you some time frame. That was 20 years ago. The guy had to be a certain age to be the leader.
I'll go with 30.
30.
I mean, nice try, Russ. That was a real nice try.
Okay, good. Excellent try. Chris, our token woman, and I mean really a woman.
Absolutely.
A man's woman.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a man, a man's man. And you're a man's woman, and a woman's woman.
Hey,
North. I don't understand. If they fired me today, they would be right.
It would be just cause.
That's right, just cause. The union wouldn't defend me, and rightly so.
Don't waste your time filing a grievance.
No, forget it. You win. Just play back today's program. I haven't got a defense. Okay. Who do we say? Chris, how old is Ian Anderson?
I've never heard of the gentleman either.
If you're going to have twins, you better educate yourself better on what's going on in America today. You don't want to have dumb twins, do you?
No.
Oh, okay. So that was uncalled for. Okay, how old would you...
You're not helping your case with the union, no.
Yeah, I know it. They've already given up.
How about 54?
54, okay. And Russ, what do you say?
I'll go 10 years younger at 44.
44. And Paul?
I'll say 46.
Okay.
I love how he says
40.
46. 46.
46.
Ian Anderson is 46 years old and played with Jethro Tull. It's hard to do anything with the name Jethro Tull with a New England accent. Tony, what do you say?
45.
45. Okay. And Dominic. Dominic from Rhode Island.
With all the zeros. 47.
47. Okay. The actual age of Ian Anderson is exactly what Tony said.
Hey!
45.
I didn't know it. I just, you know. You just,
sure,
I went on what
you
Russ
didn't.
Said.
Sure, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Tony.
That was my David Letterman principle coming into play again.
Okay. Probably were a faithful Jethro Tull listener.
Oh. Okay, normally what we would do at this time is just to wind this whole thing up and get out of here. But
let's not.
No, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna
become educational.
No,
Wolfie might call too soon.
Oh, Jesus, he's asking
he
for it. Wolfie would call too soon.
Oh.
Because I said he would call as soon as the game was over because his name was brought up before. No, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a couple of, this will be dates, things that happened on this date in history, and you tell me what year it happened. And it's a kind.
This is going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is the date. Who is that woman? I want her. I want her badly. Okay, today's the day that Herbert Clark Hoover was born. I know that doesn't sound terribly exciting. And there's probably not a whole lot of wonderful things going on in honor of that day.
Hebert Hoover.
Hebert Hoover. Herbert Clark Hoover, the 31st president of the United States, born in West Branch, Iowa, where there is a Herbert Clark Hoover library there. I believe there is. Anyway, what year was Herbert Hoover born? And that, you should be able to figure that out. If you did your homework, the assignments that I gave you yesterday when you left class. But you probably just went out and played ball.
I couldn't reach.
What's that, please?
I couldn't reach.
Oh, we're doing the small jokes again, huh, are we? Okay. Paul, let me start with you. How old, what year was Herbert Hoover born?
Okay, let me see. He was elected in 1929. Let me see.
Yes, he was elected in 1928, actually.
That's 28, right.
Took office in 29.
Right. Right.
28 years back. I can hear him calculating.
I'm going to say, let's see.
Let's see, 28 years.
I'll say 1889.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see, 20 years back, turn around left, put your little foot out, and that's what they called balling the jack. I think I've got it, sir. Mike, what do you say? What year do you think Herbert Hoover was born?
Which Hoover is this, the vacuum Hoover or the president Hoover?
One of the same.
There's not anything I can't stand as a wise alecky 5-inch kid. We're talking, obviously, about Herbert Clark Hoover, the president. I think I made that quite clear. I said he was the 31st president.
That's really funny to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're being humorous.
There's a vacuum joke
that's
there.
Right. It's a munchkin kind of humor.
You told him to save the stuff for the end, and he's given you his best material.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
I really want to say the vacuum joke, but...
But it...
Exactly.
Mike, are you there? Okay? Okay. Will you give us a year, please?
1898.
He could hold the note, huh?
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry. 1890 what?
1888.
No. Oh, 1888.
We changed it.
I see. Okay. Dominic, what do you think?
1887.
1887. We keep going down. 1887. And Chris?
1885.
Who'll give me 1884?
Tony, I was just thinking the same thing.
I see.
Actually, I just realized I think everybody's wrong. I'm excluding myself.
You set the pace, you know, because, you know, you're a teacher and people think that teachers know.
You know, there's not enough time to think.
There isn't. That's the story
there
of
life. Really is.
It's the story of life. Yeah. And if that isn't a deeply philosophical statement, there isn't enough time to think. Well, no, we have that embroidered on our doilies here. There isn't enough time to think. Think about that. Tony, what do you say?
1868.
Oh,
that's a good guess.
Oh, we got an analyst here.
Yeah.
Instant analysis.
But then again, Tony's got had all good guesses.
What was
Pardon me while I clean my dentures.
Please.
Russ, what do you say?
1867.
1867. Oh. Okay. Now, let me do some figuring here because I have to figure out same.
Well, it's got to be myself or Russ, right?
I had actually written that down when that first gentleman started going, 28 back, man, and wrote it down. So your guess, one off for mine, I find very suspicious.
I would say...
Is there a camera up here that you're looking in on, Tony?
No, actually, Herbert Clark Hoover was born in 1874.
Ooh.
And Tony said 1868.
Ross.
6 years old. I'd say Tony was the closest.
Vacuum cleaner joke.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give
you... really vacuum cleaner joke.
Just one more, and then all of you get out of here.
Please.
Well, okay.
Who is you, like, cleaning up?
Hey, Michael.
That was a clean vacuum cleaner.
Before someone drops a house on you.
Okay, here's one that...
Let's have a modern day one.
Okay, no, this is not a modern day one, because this is another one with the year. Leo Daft, D-A-F-T.
Oh, God.
No, it's nothing. I'm not asking you how old Leo Daft is. Don't be a bunch of sore heads. Don't you quench a thirst for knowledge?
What? Not really.
Everyone has trouble speaking all of a sudden.
I know it. Leo Daft opened America's first commercial. I tell you what. I tell you what.
No.
Let's end it right here.
Like
let's forget
name.
It. No, I mean.
No, you started it now. Let's finish it.
Oh, sure.
I'm all enthusiastic.
I'm just too busy to think, Norm. So.
Yeah, that's right. There's not enough time to think. Yeah, you wait till some kid in Paul's class uses that as an excuse and say, sure, and I bet the dog ate your homework. Sure. Okay, Leo Daft. We'll go back to this. Leo Daft opened America's first commercially operated electric streetcar in Baltimore. Everything about this is boring. What year did Leo, and I'm going to repeat this for all of you in the back of the room, what year did Leo Daft open America's first commercially operated electric streetcar in Baltimore, and who gives a damn, is what I say.
Now, those streetcars back then were all open, right? Probably?
I don't know.
Oh, because I figure if they were, they're probably a little bit dafty.
Oh, please. And you thought that my joke.
When you don't give him an answer, he sets it up for himself anyway, so you lose no matter what. Okay, we're going to start with you, Russ.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. What year was that? Anyway. Oh, my.
What's I thought up? Women giggled.
1919. Might as well just get it over with.
And the misery.
Everybody guess quickly and let's get away from this. Okay, Tony, what do you say?
1880.
1880. Okay. I'm glad I don't have to do a newscast right now.
To forget about it, the union. Forget about everything. You'll be going up to defend yourself. They'll just say, Nathan, sit down.
Excuse me. We don't want the likes of you in our Westinghouse organization. Okay, Chris, what do you say? The year that... What do you want to repeat it? Leo Deft and his electric streetcar. Sounds like the title.
You better stop, or I'm going to go...
Sounds like a vaudeville act.
It sounds like a kid's book, doesn't it? Leo Deft and his electric streetcar, now available at fine bookstores everywhere. Shut up while I'm telling a joke. Damn it, little you munchkin. Okay, Chris, what do you say? What year was that, anyway?
1885.
What did you say?
1885.
That's the same year you guessed that Hoover was born. Okay. Dominic, what do you say?
Right on track, 1880.
1880, oh. Right on track. I think we get that. I think we get the humor there. Although you probably didn't have too much time to think about that. Mike, what do you say, little munchkin? Are you okay, Mike?
It's Tony Jr. now.
1900.
Okay. You probably don't even know there was a 1900, do you, little munchkin?
It was before his time.
That's right. You know, that was even before my time. I'm so pleased to say that. Paul, what do you say?
1896.
Okay,
it's a figure.
Okay. 1896.
I did have a lot of time to think, but hey, who knows?
Okay. The actual year of, and I'm so glad to be able to say this again, that Leo Deft opened America's first commercially operated, just as he opened it. Operated America's first electric streetcar in Baltimore. No, I thought he opened
like
the streetcar.
Again.
I thought he just opened it, went up, and sat down in the chair until he invented electricity or something. No, he opened America's first commercially operated electric streetcar. He did open it. That's
but
what it says.
It's funny because his name, you know, you don't. I'm going to, you know.
What year?
I'm going to get on the local Daft and get into town.
That's right. They should have named it after him.
Yeah, it didn't stick. Yeah. Yet he appeared in the AP Today in History file.
That's right. The actual year in which that happened was 1885,
hey.
And Chris hit it right on the button.
Oh, hey, Chris.
All right.
Hey, yeah. The woman finally gets one.
All right.
Okay.
So what's the final score?
Final score, and I know you're excited
not
about
this.
Not
a moment too soon.
Not a moment too soon. We'll say Tony has five.
No.
Correct answers.
Really?
Yes, you do. You have five.
Oh,
yeah, what a surprise.
Yes, you do have five, yeah. Russ has two.
Thank you.
Chris has one. Dominic has none. Oh, that's right. He almost had one, but I kind of messed that up. Dominic and Mike don't have any, but Paul has one.
Well, that's poor.
Okay.
For me.
But actually, Tony kind of walks away with the whole thing. Or rides
hey,
away.
Can I borrow some of your points?
What?
Yeah, you can.
Did he speak something?
He wants to borrow some of my points.
Oh, I see. Is that what you said, Mike?
Yeah.
I see.
I'll give one to Dominic and one to Mike.
And one to the
and
little
I'll
boy.
And I'll still win, won't I?
Yes, you will.
Yeah, see? That's why I'm being so generous.
And one to the little boy who lives down the lane. Okay, I want to thank all of you for playing the game because I thought it certainly, if this game was not could not be called educational, it certainly could be called stupid. And so it's a pleasure being a part of this. And I think we brought... a new dimension to broadcasting.
It certainly was hilarious.
Yeah, it was dumb radio with the dumb birthday game, and we may have started a whole thing. Dumbness, 24 hours a day on your dumb station. Some station will pick it up. Or maybe we already have. I don't know. Anyway, Paul, thank you very much.
It's been swell, Norm.
No, I do owe you some stuff for the past, and I'll see what I get out.
Oh, that's all right.
No, it's not okay. I pay my debts.
Oh, okay.
Or my name ain't Aloys Avrilla, but good to talk with you. And Mike, you're a credit to the Munchkins. Are you there, Mike?
Of course I am.
I see. See, when somebody speaks to you, the only way I know is... I don't know what you said, Mike, but I want to thank you very much for being part of it. Let me get rid of that little kid. Okay. Dominic... I appreciate it. This is your first crack at this, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is, Armin.
I hope it
everyone, and nice to talk to the young lady also having those twins. It's the best for her, too,
in
Pennsylvania. Okay, Norman.
Okay, take care, Chris.
So long,
Mike,
Chris.
Dominic, rather, and I thank you, too, Chris.
Thank you. Bye-bye, darling.
What's
Drew's talking to me? See you later, Greg.
I see. Bye-bye, Chris. Okay, and of course, Russ, thank you just so darn much. We'll talk to you again soon with the traffic update on this Monday morning.
Very good.
Okay. And thank you very much, Tony. You want to hang up on me now?
I think
very good. Nice to talk with all of you.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Maynard. We all know that cruising is a fantastic value today, but there are so many ships and itineraries from which to choose. Finding out which is the best ship can be kind of confusing, but not if you come to our big cruise night to help you choose the best cruise vacation. That's going to be Wednesday, August 12th, arranged by the Caitlin Travel Group. They're the people who work with our Wanderlust Travel Club. Anyhow, it's going to be at the beautiful Vista Hotel in Waltham. That's right off Route 128 at exit 27. And the cruise lines represented will be Delta Queen, Royal Cruise Line, Costa Cruise Line, Norwegian Cruise Line, Sunline Cruises, Carol Kent Yacht Charters, Majesty and Dolphin Cruise Lines. It's going to be a fantastic evening. There's a slight charge of $10 per person. But remember, if you book a cruise that night or within a week of the cruise night, we'll deduct the $10 per person from your final payment. That's going to be August the 12th. August the 12th, but you must reserve space right now. And to find out how you do that, call 862-6229. That's 862-6229.
WBZ's Monday Night Quarterback.
Hi, this is WBZ Scott Wally. Join me Monday night at the Hall of Fame Sports Club at the End Zone Motor Inn, Route 1 in Foxborough. You and I will talk with Patriots CEO Sam Jankovic, head coach Dick McPherson, and with Patriots players as they march through the preseason.
The Monday Night Quarterback is brought to you by AP Exhaust Company, Budweiser, Bonnell Ford Rentals, and by Fram Auto Filters.
Your calls are welcome as always. If you can't join us at the end zone, join us on the radio. WBZ News Radio, 1030.
That's where you're tuned. WBZ News Radio, 1030. Time is 3 minutes before 4 o'clock. We have news coming along, and then right after that, we'll take some more calls during the last hour. Also, I have a number of other birthdays that Bob Raleigh has left of people who are in the birthday book, and I'll mention those at the same time Bob does between 4:30 and 5 this morning. But if today is your birthday, a very happy birthday to you, and again, a thanks to you, Leo Deft and his orchestra. Okay, news. Oh, I said news coming along. 5 o'clock, of course, Gary LaPierre and the entire morning crew will be with you. Bring you up to date with all the things going on throughout this busy and troubled world of ours. Thank you just so much. 2 before 4, WBZ AccuWeather forecast by Jim Green calls for morning clouds and fog, then turning partly sunny and warm with highs 86 degrees, and Monday night warm and muggy, lows 70 degrees. First really, really sticky night that we've had in some time.
Oh.
Yeah, most of these nights have been just made for bundling because it's been kind of cool, feeling almost like fall. Like right now, it's 65 degrees. Tuesday, hot and humid with sunshine, maybe a late in the day thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs 90. And then Wednesday and Thursday, periods of clouds and sunshine with a drop in humidity. It'll become a little more comfortable. Wednesday's highs, 84. Thursday's highs, 80 degrees. And outside our plush, but not overly ostentatious, WBZ Studios, it is 65 degrees. Thank you very much. 65 degrees, fans. Okay. See, Red Sox lost, you know that. Magic Johnson has decided to return to the Los Angeles Lakers if his doctors say it's okay. At least that, according to a story, hasn't been confirmed, but that's a story in the Los Angeles Times today. I guess he's all pumped up as a result of the gold medal he's won with the dream team that has done so well in Barcelona. The QE2 is heading this way, and we'll have more information on that as we go throughout the morning. Okay. Can you tell that I'm ad-libbing this? I don't need a single note here because I know exactly what's going on from memory. Anyway, it's 20 minutes before 4 o'clock. It's news time. See you in a little bit, okay?
The latest business news and stock market reports from the floor of the exchange every hour, every business day on New England's news and information station, WBZ Boston.
The time check Norm gave was 20 minutes before 4 o'clock, and it was news time. Clearly, there was oxygen depletion going on from all the laughter. I hope you laughed right along with us. By the way, Mike is now 43 and still only 5 inches tall. Don't forget to hit the like button, share it with someone who needs some silliness, and who doesn't really? And if you haven't already subscribed, take a second to do that too. Episode 50 is in the books. Here's to the next 50. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Big Bad John, Jethro Tull, Leo Daft, the height disadvantaged and vertically challenged, Twins, the MWRA, Early Cable Networks, Dixie Cups, Caitlin Travel, the Wanderlust Travel Club, Jack, Lionel, Jimmy and Arthur, Scott Wally, Embroidered Doilies, Russ, is that you, Tony? Gannon, and the man who's a man, a man's man, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.